Here, Dr. Murphy, how are you this afternoon?
I'm well, thank you.
It's good to see you again.
Thank you.
So what are we talking about today, Doc?
Well, I thought we've mentioned the Blue Zones before, but I thought we would talk about a little bit about the Blue Zones because I wanted to bring Dr. Murphy to just announce, essentially, we're restarting our nutrition classes up for our patients and announce that. They're free at 2 hours. She's got a little bit different format this time, but they're really good, and that's something that we think is really neat, because those that are practice patients go to the nutrition classes. Is it 98% lose weight?
Lose weight, get off several of their medications, because now their health is their medication, you know, instead of prescriptions.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, I've stopped taking my blood pressure meds, and I've been staying pretty steady with my blood pressure, because it had gotten a little low there.
I tell my patients, if you're hypertensive, probably about half of our hypertensive patients that do lifestyle changes can get off their medicine.
Very true.
Literally.
Yeah.
For every pound of weight, just losing weight, Jazz, for every pound you lose, your blood pressure on average comes down, your median blood pressure comes down 0.6 millimeters.
Well, when I first started seeing you, when I first started going to the practice, I think I clocked in at 302. I think my highest weight that I've ever had was about 306. I clocked in 302 the first time I came to see you, and last time I was there, I'm down to 284, 285, something like that. So I have lost a lot of weight, and that is, I think, contributed to the fact that, I had my blood pressure checked one day here a couple of weeks back, and it was something like 98 over 50.
Wow.
Something like that, yeah. And so I told Doc about it. He said, you might want to stay off of those blood pressure meds for a while and see what happens.
The Blue Zones, what the Blue Zones are really is, this was started, done by research by a gentleman by the name of Dan Buettner at National Geographic. Mm-hmm. But National Geographic studied, there's five areas in the world where the highest concentration of what we call centenarians, people who live over 100, are. All right. One of them is in California here, by the way.
Really?
And these people, there's 276 people over 100 in the world that have been studied. And these people have been studied up and down the gazoo. We know so much about them. And they have 9 health habits that they all do. And here's the interesting thing. If you live in the Blue Zone area and you reach 100, these people who do these health habits have a 10 times greater chance of reaching 100 than those that don't. 10 times greater chance of reaching 100 if you do these 9 things. And they're amazing. And they're not all, some of them are they're not all what you think of them. Some of them, a lot of them are lifestyle things. Some of them are diet, all right, and nutrition things. But it's amazing, these 9 health habits that everybody could do. In fact, there's a movement around the country, the United States and Canada, where people have sort of picked up on this and said, yeah, we like this. And they're trying to create Blue Zone communities. You know, like they'll say Seven Oaks is a Blue Zone. Seven Oaks isn't likely a Blue Zone. but whatever. But you know what I mean?
People want to move to the Blue Zone? Is that what you're saying?
Well, okay. They create their own Blue Zones with all these health habits. You know what I mean? And they'll say, we'll make Oildale a Blue Zone, and so
I can see that. I can see cleaning a place up with some
that's
100-plus-year-old people that are active and get out and do
something. But it's interesting. And that's what I thought, is these 9 things we'll talk about and go over each one. Because it is literally, it's amazing.
Okay, what's number 9 on the list?
Number 9 is all people who live over 100, okay? They all have children or some other reason to live, sort of to invest their time in. All right. And if you don't have a child, then you have to have something or some person that you invest your time in, kind of thing, that you can care for and love, not them loving you, but
reason to get up in the morning.
Of course. Yes.
You know, I hear about these people where the wife or the husband, one of them dies. 3 months later, the other one dies.
Yes.
And that's just heartbreaking.
That happens all the time.
That's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. That's sort of one of the other Blue Zone things is we'll talk about in a bit, goes along with this. But you have to have not as much a reason for living, because that's probably one of the Blue Zone issues is purpose. But you have to have someone that you can invest your time in. Do you follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you can love and care for, essentially. It's so simple. All right. It's not hard. I mean, that's simple. But that attitude, it's an attitude that's one of the 9 principles.
When we do our Monday's Mutt segment, sometimes we talk about the fact that the dog that's come in, would be perfect for an elderly person.
Well,
it gives them something to somebody to take care
Jazz,
of.
Jazz, do you know that people who have dogs, actually amazing things happen with longevity,
and
also with healing. It's part of this, you know, having something or something to love, all right?
Exactly.
Something to love. Number eight is interesting, but all of these centenarians, okay, go to some kind of faith-based services four times a week. And it doesn't matter, it could be, some of them are Muslim, a Christian, Jewish, it doesn't matter what, all right? But you have to go to four times a week, some faith-based service. And these, if you do that, it adds 4 to 14 years to your life.
Mm.
All right?
Really?
That's amazing. 4 to 14 years. It's we don't think of those kind of things. And it's a kind of thing that if you could just spend, I don't know, how long it takes to go to church for an hour a week, kind of, you know, and that can add 4 to 14 years to your life statistically. That's wow.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Number seven is that all these people, they all have some kind of, how do you say it? They all limit their alcohol intake, all right, to 1 or 2 glasses of wine. One glass for women, or men, 2 glasses.
Is that per hour?
No, per day. But, and we've talked about a little bit of alcohol is better than not drinking, all right? And we say that carefully, but more than one drink is probably not good for you. But and number two, these people drink alcohol, usually red wines, mm-hmm. with high oxidant content.
Right.
All right?
I've heard
and
about that.
And there's a difference in wines kind of thing. In fact, there's grown up a market, or a mini market, I suppose you'd say, for high antioxidant wines from certain of these areas that are known to show a lot, you know, a lot more of these antioxidants. That's kind of neat, you know, just a simple drinking a glass of wine every day.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of that mixes into one of the other nine issues of having a stress reliever, all right? One of these groups that uses as a stress reliever, they have a happy hour every afternoon at 5 with a glass of wine, all right, to relieve the stress.
I'm sorry, I just picture these little old ladies and little old men in Miami Beach sitting around having their one little glass of wine.
But that can promote longevity, all right? I mean, we don't, you know, we don't like to think of it that way, but
I've heard that for years. You know, one or two beers, 1 or 2 glasses of wine a day is a good thing.
Well, it is actually probably not so much the beer is not so much as good because it doesn't have as much antioxidant in it.
Okay.
I think it's usually red wine.
Resveratrol.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Resveratrol, all that kind of stuff in it. But a red wine is probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes. There's what's called the 80-20 principle,
mm-hmm.
and literally. One of these groups, there's what's called a Confucius mantra that says that you eat till you're 80% full. All of these groups, they never eat till they're full. They always eat just till they're almost full.
Satisfied.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Are they 3 meals a day or is it
doesn't
more?
Matter.
Is
doesn't
it
matter.
Grazing?
Doesn't matter. They all eat very good diets, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit, but they all eat very good diets. But the principle is they don't fill themselves up. They don't stuff themselves. They, you know, they say they always eat 80% on the average. And there's little tricks they give to do that that you can do. And that's using smaller plates, smaller portion sizes, stuff like that. And there's, you know, you can use your own imagination how to do that. But that's a habit. In fact, you know, we've mentioned on the program before, fasting has been shown to produce longevity and a whole bunch of neat things for the immune system. But these people don't usually fast as much, but they always eat, you know, it's called the 80-20 principle. They always eat only 80% of what they should be eating.
Mm-hmm.
They always a little bit less, so they're always a little bit hungry. They have diets that are rich in fresh fruits and vegetables, and a lot of what's called soya and lentils, all right? And fava, which I'm not sure. Dr. Murphy, what's fava? I don't know what that
is. It's a bean.
It's a bean. Fava bean. I'm not sure what it's like. I've never had
a lot
it
of that kind of stuff.
KNZR. It's the great, huge, and whopping Jazz McKay Show on KNZR.
Only slightly not as huge as I was.
There you go.
Just not quite as huge as I was.
The trend line, Jeff.
Yes, the trend is coming down. The trend line is what we need to look at, folks. The trend line. And actually, it's funny, when you showed me that, you showed me that trend line and you printed it out for me, and I looked at it, and it looked like our economy since Obama was elected president. Just, you know, trending right
now. Every patient we comes and see us, we always print out a graph, their blood pressure and their weight.
Right.
And because it's very instructive. It helps people see, all right, and motivate them. Number two, it's I don't worry so much about the individual bumps and, you know, ups and downs. But is the trend coming down?
Right.
You know, and
overall.
That's, yeah, overall. And that's very important.
871-3300 is the number for the practice. Give them a call. It's prepaid family medicine with a difference. You wanted to give us a couple more examples on the blue zones.
Sure. One of them is what they call move naturally. And it's a philosophy of life that these people have. For instance, if they don't take shortcuts to exercise. For instance, if they're on the airport, at the airport, they would not take that moving mat that
drives their
line. They would walk up the stairs or walk to it. They would park their car not the closest they can. They would park their car the farthest so they can walk and get exercise.
I really like those people.
Yeah.
You know why? Because then I can get the parking
closer
space
in.
Closer. Yeah. I really admire
it. It's a philosophy of life. You know what I mean? It's not so they don't.
Well, we got a guy that works here. We got a bathroom. Okay, right outside our studios, right next door, right in this building. Yeah. And there's another building across the way. He'll walk all the way down there to use the bathroom there and walk all the way back.
Sure. Well, it's this philosophy of not trying to take the simplest or the easiest way
out. I suppose
out.
There's a lot more. Okay. There's a lot to that, too. I mean, psychologically.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. The next issue that they all have a purpose for living.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. And if you have a purpose, that alone, that one thing, having a purpose, adds 7 years to your life.
Now, we've heard about, like in the Himalayas, for instance, where people live to be 117, 119 years old. Is there something specific? Do these traits fall into these folks as well?
Yes. The people who live over 100, they are four of these people, 276 people they've studied, four of them didn't follow these traits, all right? But 272 did. I mean, the vast majority follow all of these traits. It's amazing. But purpose is very important. And we talked about stress relief. And then the last is to eat a very good diet. A diet that's, and that's why I thought we'd have Dr. Monica talk about that, because she looks after all our nutrition classes. But a diet that is not heavily based in meat. All right. They eat a low meat diet. One group is the Seventh-day Adventists down in San Francisco, Loma Linda they're vegetarians, but all the rest, they eat meat, but they're not a large amount of meat. In fact, they eat on average 4 ounces a day of whatever meat. That is zip. I mean, that's nothing. So low meat diet, but high in fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that.
Okay. Dr. Murphy, what are you planning on doing for this nutritional seminars that you're
Well, I'm there every Monday and every Thursday, but the students would be there once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is, in the first month, I would break down how to get started, how to get your mind in order, how to get your home in order, how to get your thought process in order, journaling, different tools that I would give you so you can kind of get yourself organized on how to even start. Mm-hmm. Because people think changing eating is just changing the food, but there's so many things that we have subconsciously attached to food. If you don't start recognizing those things first, it's very difficult to stay on a plan.
I see. I know exactly what you're talking about. I have a tendency. First of all, I asked earlier about sitting down to dinner, eating 3 squares, grazing or eating 5 meals a day, whatever. I tend to be a grazer.
That's good.
Is that a good thing?
That's a very good thing.
There's good evidence coming out that may be even better.
That's actually better than eating 3 meals a day.
Yeah, because what I'll do is I'll be sitting out. I'm a couch potato. I'm watching TV, and I'll say, boy, that granola bar in there sounds good. And I get up and go get it. Chris over here, on the other hand, he can't do that. He can't have a box of granola bars in the house. Because he'll eat one, and then the whole box will be gone.
Yes.
That is true.
And we need to talk about the psychological attachment that he's got to the food.
Well, it's because I work with Jazz McKay 5 days a week.
Talks about his stress level.
You know, Jazz, I'm a strong believer that obesity is not a mouth problem, but a brain problem.
It is. That is so true.
And we don't think of it that way, all right?
Well, I feel like, though, that I've got some sort of oral fixation. I've got to be putting something in my mouth. If I'm not, honestly, if I'm not going to get a bite to eat or something, I'm smoking a cigarette.
So you need a lot of crunchy things.
I need crunchy things?
Yes, because that requires you chewing.
Okay.
And the more you chew, the more you fool your body.
What about chewy things, though?
No, well, crunchy actually works better, but really? Chewy would probably work as well. I haven't done that research. But you want to psych the body into believing you ate more because it required more work to digest it.
Now, fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
Examples.
Apples, peaches, pears, plums, nectarines, berries.
Oh, peaches and plums and nectarines.
There you go. See, you're halfway there.
Now, what I do now, I've got a peach tree in the front yard, and that's going to start sprouting here probably in another 4 or 5 months. I love picking those fresh peaches. Man, that is so good. What about, though, the canned apricots, canned pears?
No.
No? 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 Why is that?
Fresh frozen or fresh.
Dehydrated.
Dried or dehydrated.
Oh, I got some dehydrated peaches and strawberries at the 99-cent store the other day. They were delicious.
Those are all your good choices.
Okay, but not the canned. I just love fruit cocktail.
Well, we add more sugar. Yeah, see, there's all the sugar.
Yeah. What if I strained it out, drained it out, got all the juice off of it, and... No, you still don't like that.
Maybe.
Well, I would think too that you want the skin on it.
Yes, fruits that you eat the skin are better for you than fruits that you peel. Although you may have some peeled fruits like oranges, pineapples,
right?
You know.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you want to eat. If you're going to spread out your fruit for the day, 2/3 of them should be fruits that you eat the skin, and only 1/3 should be a fruit that you peel.
Yeah, it's just sometimes those canned. They just are so tasty.
Well, if we mix and match a little, I might let you get away with
unsweetened,
it.
Unsweetened applesauce.
When you say unsweetened, what do you mean? Didn't add anything at all?
Yeah,
okay, just an apple. You got to look at the label, read the label, see what the actual ingredient
is. It says unsweetened applesauce. My wife is a nut for that stuff.
With cinnamon.
Is amazing.
That's a great idea.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and cloves.
Love
those are amazing spices, especially if you want to control your appetite. You want to quit smoking? Sprinkle those four. Get them in a mix and sprinkle those four on everything. You're going to change how the cigarette smells and how you react to it. And that's going to help you lose your urge for smoking. I'm telling you, you want to come to class.
I have kicked cocaine. I have kicked methamphetamine.
Cigarettes the hardest.
I've kicked pot.
Cigarettes are the hardest.
Kicked booze. Cigarettes, that's the toughest thing in the world.
No, and they're chemically designed to be that way.
They're chemically designed. This is what pisses me off about California. Cigarettes, did you know that in this state there's a chemical? This is by law.
Mm-hmm.
That's added to the cigarette to make it go out if you don't puff on it enough.
Uh-huh.
Now, supposedly, it's for safety purposes. This is legislation from Sacramento.
And it's real good for us, isn't
of course.
It?
And it's real good when you relight it and you're breathing in, again, to relight the cigarette, breathing in those butane fumes. That's not
there
good.
There you go.
See? I think of things like that.
Toxins 101.
They claim that they wanted this. Actually, if you sit and take a cigarette manufactured in California, sold in California, under a black light, you'll see lines.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that run up and down the cigarette. And that's where the chemicals are laced into the cigarette. And they claim it's a safety thing because apparently there's this rash of people putting their cigarettes down and they're catching their houses on fire.
Of course.
Of course there is. The
and
government
we need to
always,
save us from ourselves.
From ourselves, exactly. Government loves to come up with ways, don't they? To try and help us save us from ourselves. Breads. What do you recommend for? I love bread.
Read your labels.
Mm-hmm.
Per slice, there should be a minimum. Now, if you can get more, that's better. But a minimum of 3 grams of protein and 3 grams of fiber per slice.
3 grams of fiber, minimum.
Minimum.
I love the fancy breads.
Some of them actually fit that
mold. Are they pretty good?
You've got to look at them, though. Dave's bread is my favorite.
Dave's? I've seen that at Vaughn's.
At Costco. Yeah, Costco also has it.
Mm-hmm. I've tried, I think it was his 7-grain. Or 12-grain bread, I'm not sure.
Some 7 grains fit, some 7 grains don't. You got to read your label.
Which are they off on? Is it the proteins, you think, or the...
Fiber.
Fiber, it's off on fiber.
They fully on the fiber, because the grains, of course, are protein.
Right.
So it's not so hard to get the protein in there, but getting the fiber in.
Now, the fiber comes from...
The grains themselves, or how the grains were processed.
The bran and the hulls, or the stuff that's milled out of it.
Now, when it comes to cereal... I've been really paying attention lately to the fiber because I've had some fiber issues over the course of the past year.
Yes.
Looking at the fiber content.
Yes.
On some of these cereals. But there's some really high fiber cereals out there. 14 grams in some cases.
Some of them are, yes. And those would be the ones you would want to choose. Now, you may want to mix and match. Let's say you like Cheerios for the fiber, and then you want to throw a couple of cornflakes in there with it just for taste.
You mix your cereals the way people mix cocktails. No, that's great. I've been doing that since I was a kid. We would take the Wheaties and we'd take a little bit of Cheerios and then a couple of Crunch Berries.
There you go. So you got the flavor that you're looking for, but you got the good stuff that's going to make it worth eating the cereal.
Actually, you know what? I think that was my dad that came up with that. I was thinking about the way he used to get me to eat the good cereals that were good for me. Because I wanted the Captain Crunch with Crunch Berry.
There you go. You were a kid.
I'll tell you what, I'll put the Wheaties in here like this and put in some Crunch Berries. And he got me to eat and getting to really like the Wheaties with the Crunch Berries. Now I can't stand the sugary cereals at all that I've gotten old. But when I was a kid, that was a big thing for me.
But of course.
Well, Jazz, just imagine if you could have a doctor's office, an office that would have this kind of stuff available.
This kind of conversation for free.
Literally.
No, that's
amazing.
I didn't realize we were running out of time here. I want to thank you for coming in. Dr. Murphy, it's great to see you again.
Thank you so much. It's a good pleasure to be here.
So for all our patients, our classes start tonight.
Tonight.
6 o'clock.
Tonight at 6 o'clock. And they can call for information 871-3300.
Yes, ask for Veronica. She has all the information.
871-3300. Also located, is it 2920?
Yep. Yes.
F Street, 2920 F Street. You can't miss it. Big sign says right outside there in the parking lot. Are they finished with the construction outside?
They're still doing a little bit.
They're still doing that. Okay, park on the inside. You know where the bowling alley is.
We're right beside the new Pal Dross.
Now, have they opened yet?
Yes.
Yes, they indeed. Have.
Very
yes.
good. I'll have to come in and just I'll write a review for Yelp.
Yay, there you go.
if it's good, Jess.
Well, I like the 34th Street branch. I like that one better than the old one over here. Yeah. Across from the parking lot from where you're
at. Well, what's really neat with the with Pal coming, essentially they've redone the whole area.
And it's beautiful. It's peaceful.
Yeah, it's coming.
That's
nice
what
place
I like.
To sit.
I like the peaceful aspects.
So if you have to wait, especially once the weather gets warm, it's going to be a nice place to sit.
Very cool. Very awesome. Great to see you guys.
You too.
Happy New Year.
We'll take care.